mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to talk about 9/11 today and the post-9/11 world that the globalists had all set up to spring on us in their own white papers before 9/11. The architecture was built. It was the catalyzing event. As David Rockefeller said, all the world needs is the right crisis, and they will accept the new world order. So when we get back, we'll plunge into the latest news and police state developments. 9/11 Commission wants no-fly list expanded to train ships and cars and jobs and everything else. So we'll get to that when we return and get into 9/11. Again, it is Friday, the 10th day of September, 2004. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling, because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Again, my friends, it is September 10th, 2004. We're nearing the three-year anniversary of when the globalists struck and struck viciously at the heart of New York City in Lower Manhattan. And that's what I said on September 11th, and that's what I'm saying 3 years later, and that's what I'll be saying 5 years from now. Because that is the facts, that is the evidence, that is the horrible truth, whether people want to face it or not. But now, again, in major polls, major Zogby poll, half of New Yorkers think the government was complicit. That's the quote, complicit. Let me say it again, complicit. And 76% of Hispanics in New York think the government was complicit. 43% of those that call themselves very conservative believe the government was complicit. Again, bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you? We are going to expose you. We are going to wake everyone up, and the New World Order will be brought to justice. You will be defeated. We are not afraid of you, you dirty scumbags. We will stand up for those you have killed, those that you plan to kill, and we will fight the New World Order. Now, again, I have all these complex thoughts and understandings, and I'm sure you've all had those same thoughts and great understandings, and it's hard to articulate, but look, Putin and Bush and Kerry and all of them are like peas in a pod. or in the case of Kerry and Bush, two peas in a skull and bones coffin, born again into the order of death. And we know unequivocally, 100%, that Putin blew up three apartment buildings and killed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people when he was already the president, when Yeltsin was in a wheelchair, when he was vice president. Moscow police caught FSB, Federal Security Bureau, personnel planting exogen bombs in a fourth building. And FSB members have gone public. Moscow police have gone public. Some of them were killed. Some arrested. Media that reported on it were seized. There have been BBC reports, French reports, German reports. It is mainstream news. We have a huge section on InfoWars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com, about Russia and what happened with Putin, and a British documentary that detailed all of it. The eyewitnesses, all of it. And then with the theater siege a few years ago, a few of the survivors said they weren't Chechens. They were like military men. And then basically they just started machine gunning people, hit them with knockout gas, and the supposed terrorists, before folks passed out, put on masks and then were escaping. And then the news said every terrorist was killed. Every terrorist was killed. It's real simple. You send in FSBs, former Spetsnaz Special Forces. They hold people hostage. They shoot a bunch of people. They go out the back door. This is clearly what happened. It's not 100% like the bombings of the buildings. That is totally admitted. This is about 95% nailed down. Again, we have people that have already been caught bombing buildings. So, number one, that's our big suspect, and the evidence also points that direction. You know, it's like if a child comes up missing on your block, and there's a convicted child molester and rapist on the street, who's the first person the police talk to? Well, they better talk to the scumbag. Well, Putin's been caught blowing up buildings, folks. To blame it on enemies. So who do we go to first? Then you got the eyewitnesses in the theater siege. And then, of course, a few months ago, there was the Riyadh bombing in Saudi Arabia, and they had these guys surrounded, and it was even in the Saudi Arabian news, the British news, some Israeli newspapers, that the U.S. government ordered the Saudis to, quote, let al-Qaeda escape. And they did. They've had scores of arrests of supposed al-Qaeda leaders, and you hear later, oh, they were actually a CIA agent. They staged their arrest to bring them in, and they released them later. But that's back of the newspaper. You know, it's like flying the 8,000 Taliban and al-Qaeda out to safety right in the middle of the so-called Afghan war. The CIA, al-Qaeda Arabs, put guns to the heads of the goat herders and shoemakers and cobblers and put them in the first ring of defenses, and then the Northern Alliance complained, why can't we bomb the third ring where the Arab leaders are? Why are we just killing conscripts? And then everybody, including our special forces officers who've been in the newspaper, they weren't part of the conspiracy. They said, we watched his quote, this is AP and San Francisco Chronicle, one special forces colonel, we watched as black helicopters landed by the hundreds and took off the Arab leaders. The al-Qaeda cream was the quote. Al-Qaeda and Taliban cream to go start other terror wars. Just like they did in 1998. They started blowing up school buses, taking over Serb schools. Oh, just type in Serb school taken over by Kosovo Liberation Army. And all those articles, going into schools, machine gunning Serb children. But that was good because Slobo was bad because he wouldn't go along with the globalist, and you heard on the news he was bad. And as one Albanian told me in New York, Bill Clinton is our God for doing that. And then they showed video of the Albanian and Macedonian fence lines with the people wanting into those countries and said, look, they're in camps. They did it again. Look, they're in camps. Just like in the early 90s, that Time and Newsweek photo of the skinny guy behind the barbed wire fence, what they didn't tell you was that was the UN/NATO food depot. That was people up against the barbed wire wanting food. And if you watch the full video, which I have and which we played on the website, then they pan the camera and there's fat people, skinny people, middle-sized, husky people, And there was one guy who had tuberculosis who'd been turned out of a hospital at the fence begging for food. But that didn't matter to our media. It's like the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador going on television on the eve of the Gulf War and saying they were throwing out babies on the cold floor out of incubators. Turned out to be totally false, admittedly false. Meanwhile, weeks before, U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, April Gillespie, says, go ahead and invade, we're your ally, we won't get involved in inter-Arab affairs. He smiles and says, thank you, I will. He'd always followed orders, he was taking that as an order. Horrible person, Saddam, and all of his former officials have been put back into power now, by all, about 95% of them. Oh boy, we're in a lot of trouble. Of course, Tariq Aziz, he's in a lot of trouble. Oh yeah, he's living literally in one of Prince Charles's palaces now for life in northern England. As all being very, very punished there. So I'm just trying to give you some backgrounds. I mean, you can connect all this up for yourself. And so now it's the same type of replay. Same type of replay where we've got this group of men in masks, and the men that come to stop them are in masks too, of course. And these men come in masks. And they hold this school, and it turns out they admit the local police department was working with them. And now it comes out, oh, looks like some of them might have been FSB agents. Oh, surprise! But they were undercover. It was a sting. They were watching me. It's like the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the driver in the first World Trade Center attack. It just was a sting gone bad. Everything's a sting gone bad. And so they're inside there. And then all of a sudden the tanks and the helicopters come in. Well, an explosion goes off, and the first news report is, because Fox and Sky Television and all the good, trusted people who are normally thrown out by Russians in a security situation, why, they're all on the ground day one, and they're being taken care of and patted on the head, and Putin agrees with the war on terror, and Putin's buddies, and Putin says Saddam did have weapons of mass destruction, and the Pentagon new map being taught to the Pentagon is Russia's our ally, China's good, we're taking the world over together, and now Russia's merging with NATO and the Pan-American Union, and it's all happening, and it's all the Muslims, a holy war against them. And so an explosion goes off, and the news says, oh, Russians blew a wall up to go in. And then the witnesses come out and say they were men in masks, and they escaped and left, and then the bomb went off. So you get your crowd in there, and then a bunch of people run out, and you grab one guy that won't even release his name. The guy might have been in a dungeon for 5 years being tortured, and now they roll him out, and he says, I didn't kill children. Allah, I didn't do anything. And then the other people escape, and they say, oh, no one escaped. And now, well, people did escape. And same M.O. over and over and over. It's like Operation Northwoods says, we'll dress up Cuban Americans who are army as Cubans, and we'll go up to Guantanamo Bay, and we'll machine gun our troops, and we'll bomb them, and we'll blow up the depot, and we'll shoot people. We'll shoot Marines. The U.S. government will shoot Marines, and then we will grab some Cubans, and we'll frame them. And they set it up in New York and D.C. We'll commit sniper attacks, and then we'll grab patsies and frame them. Oh, but the government wouldn't pull something like that in Russia. No, they never would. You're thinking, well, then how do they have this patsy? Well, it's real simple. It's like Lee Harvey McVeigh. I mean, Lee Harvey Oswald McVeigh. you get some useful idiots, you know, like the two guys with 80 IQs, both of them, who parked the truck. You get some idiots, you know, to go along with their FSB, olive-skinned members of the FSB. And then they just play along in this whole thing, and then suddenly they get offered up to the special forces, and why they're the bad men, and they're going to be executed. Now, I mean, that's the most probable thing here. That's where all the evidence points. That's what's in plain view. We have people who've been caught doing this and planning this over and over and over and over and over and over again. And so it happens again. It's like Columbine, clear government operation. I could spend 5 hours on that documenting it, and we have. Just, it's the facts, folks. Columbine was a giant mind control operation. That was even on 2020 in 1991. Oh, yeah, you didn't know that? It was a federal/NASA program. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends. We're back live. We'll go to your calls here momentarily. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Some of the news that's coming up, I mean, you're welcome to call in about 9-11 tomorrow. It's the anniversary, different facets of it you want to discuss. I think it's very timely. 9-11 Commission wants no-fly list expanded to trains and ships. This is from Newsmax. Also have an AP report on it. The government should check travelers' names against terror watch lists before they board passenger trains or cruise ships The September 11th Commission recommended Wednesday. Airliners now check their passengers' names against such a list, a responsibility that the Transportation Security Administration plans to assume sometime next year. Privacy advocates say the government is too secretive about how it puts people on a list and that those who are mistakenly identified as terrorists don't have an effective way of getting off of it. Okay, let me just stop there. Again, 2 years ago, before Homeland Security even got funded, Ridge met with all these big CEOs on C-SPAN, and he said to get on a train, to get on a bus, to go on a cruise, to have a driver's license, to have a job, we're going to run you through this database and give every American a security clearance level. And to have a job in food service or agriculture or as a taxi driver, anything, you're going to have this security clearance. And bad credit will knock you off of the green clearance. I mean, you talk about 1984, you talk about Brave New World. Again, none of this has anything to do with terrorism. It's about a cashless society, taxation, control grid. You know, what does arresting AP and American Spectator reporters have to do with terrorism in New York? What does putting people in a camp have to do with it? What does threatening me with arrest 3 times a day have to do with it? Nothing. It's about government letting you know they're God. And this is the plan, folks. Your driver's license has already been federally standardized in 40-plus states. I think there's only 2 left that haven't done it. So they tell you, oh, we need this national ID card now to keep us safe. We need to standardize it. They announce the need after it's already done, you see. And just get ready. I mean, you put up with it, you know, if there's a convention or a G8 meeting in your state, you put up with it. If there's an orange alert, suddenly there's a police state, or, oh, to stop drunk drivers, or, oh, to check for seatbelts, or they've got all their reasons. But bottom line, the attitude is, we're your owners, we're your bosses. So you might want to talk about that. We'll get into it a little bit more later. 200,000 people on the no-fly list, and it's going to go into everything now. Not a good globalist. As I told you, they're going to turn your national ID card off, and that's just it. And then you try to go to the government building to complain. They're encircling them with machine gun nest and barbed wire and men in black ski mask hiding their identities. This is the new future. The good men in the black ski mask are going to help you. You may have to be arrested, though, and disappear because the homeland's under attack from terrorists our government created. Judy in Tennessee, you're on the air. Welcome. First caller of this September 10th edition.
Yes, sir. I'm going to hit on 2 little things real quick. You were talking yesterday about mental health, psychiatric tests everybody's going to have to do.
Yes, every child in the country starting now, if this passes, Ron Paul's trying to block it, and they openly admit every adult twice a year as well, and Illinois is about to pass a law to mesh with that.
Okay, here in Tennessee, I talked to a lady yesterday. She's 20 years old. She had a baby a year ago. And before she would be let out of the hospital, she was locked up in the room with her baby for 2 days with cameras on. She had to take written and verbal tests, psychiatric tests, before they would let her out. And this was just a year ago.
Ma'am?
Yes.
A couple years ago when we had a child, and this is at a hospital where my wife's sister works as a pediatrician. This is where we knew all the doctors. They didn't even tell us. They come wheeling in this computer and start asking psychological questions. And I said, that's with the health department, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, yes, it's mandated. And I said, get that out of here.
Really?
And so that's what I'm telling you. When they announce it, it's already in place. And, yes, that's actually in the plan. You're going to have to stay for, wow, she's. I thought that was only in Texas and Illinois so far.
No,
yes, mounted cameras, everything, and then they may try to force drug the baby at birth, saying that it's at risk for mental illness.
Right.
Hold on, stay there. I want to hear about this freedom, and I want to get your friend on. So,
she's not here right now, but, you know, it's kind of scary because, you know, this state here is getting crazy.
Kind of scary. I mean, imagine in 1984 if they did that. People wouldn't have been. That was radical for a book like 1984.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Okay, we've only got 12 minutes with him, and then he's got to go back and deal with stuff at the House of Representatives. And we'll go back to Judy in Tennessee and others with her friend having a baby, and it's just standard now to wheel in the cameras and do psychological testing for 2 days. When I was in high school decades ago, this was done in Austin, Texas, where the pilot program was developed, and I was talking to Congressman Ron Paul during the break, and he said that he's hearing more and more about this already being implemented at the state level. Congressman, you tried to block it yesterday. Please tell us about how about what the New Freedom Initiative does, how you tried to block it, and where the fight is right now.
Well, the New Freedom Commission recommended to the president, and the commission, of course, was his doing, that we have universal mental health screening, and it would have been in the HHS budget where the funding would come from. So my amendment said no funds could be used for this. The other side argued, well, the program is not in full swing, so therefore we're not doing it, and there's no specific money allotted. But there's legislative authority to do it, and there's money enough there that would have strings attached in order to institute these programs. But with all of that said and the danger lurking with a program like this, I was able to only muster 95 votes in opposition to this proposal.
I mean, this is something the Soviets and the Communist Chinese could only dream of. This is set right out of Brave New World. And since then, we were just talking there in the break, you're saying you're learning about this already going on around the country.
That's right. I've heard more and more stories. I've heard them coming out of Illinois, and it was interesting that the delegation in Illinois was I think all the Republicans might have voted with me, which was unusual for a state like that, for one of my amendments. But evidently, they're getting the message. But as time goes on, I think we've done some good in bringing this to attention. The other side, though, of course, downplayed it. They said that, you know, I was being hysterical, that I was overreacting, and there was no problem. And why don't you wait until there's a problem, and then we'll deal with it.
For those congressmen who don't know what the new Freedom Commission is and the TMAP plan of Texas that it was developed through, can you describe it for folks?
Well, generally, I don't know all the details.
By the way, you're a medical doctor, we should add.
Yes, right. In 2002, Bush appointed a commission to study this, and it was called the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. And then they brought back a report a year later. Now, the suspicious part about all this is that there's been some drug companies related to those individuals on the commission and some of these programs in the past. And I can't think of anything more despicable than to think that a drug company would actually promote a program with the very idea that maybe they would sell more drugs regardless of whether the drugs are going to do any good or not. It's the idea of, you know, selling more Prozac and selling more Ritalin. And there's just so many arguments against this. It just blows my mind to think that there wouldn't have been more in the Congress to be at least as suspicious of this.
Well, we've got members of Congress coming out and recertifying the Patriot Act, despite the fact that they now know what's in it after your two-plus years of fighting it. We have, as you said, not even 100 members, short of 100 members coming out against this. Is it just because such big money is behind this program?
You know, I see it as, you know, they're lackadaisical. They haven't studied it. They walk onto the floor. It's my amendment, and I have no clout. And the leadership says, our position is that we vote no on this amendment. It's unnecessary. And their goal in life is to get along, you know, go along and get along. So leadership tells them, you know, vote no. And it's more that attitude rather than them really understanding the issue or being a champion of this. Of course, the people behind the scenes and the commission like this and the maneuvers in the administration, I mean, they're true believers, as there are plenty in the Congress. But I would say there's a large number in Congress who are just too lackadaisical to really study the issue.
Now, some of your great researchers your foundation have put out a good report on this. There's also been some articles in the mainstream media and WorldNet Daily. We have
right.
those on InfoWars.com. But why don't you plug your foundation website?
Well, the best one to get hold of is the LibertyCommittee.com, and that's the one that put out the information on this. I have several, but that's the one that dealt with this issue.
All right, I want to just shift gears for a second because I wanted to get you on next week about your weekly report on the national ID card standardizing the state driver's license again, which I've already found out really has already happened with most states. And then that ties in with the 9/11 commission now wants no-fly list for trains, ships. I saw Ridge on C-SPAN say that your security rating will even be on your driver's license in the future. Can you talk about that?
Well, that is the recommendation, and what I sense in the Congress now is that there will be some of these, if not all of those suggestions passed, and it'll probably be thrown together in a lump at the end of the Congress and probably passed without much scrutiny. So I'm very fearful that the national ID card is going to be brought into being.
So just an avalanche of draconian police state measures.
There's no doubt about it, and the atmosphere in the last 3 years has been rather sad, and the members of Congress are intimidated because they're afraid if they ever say no to a suggestion, then they are going to be seen back home as not caring about protecting the people. And, of course, my idea of protecting the people is guaranteeing their liberties and then the individuals assuming the responsibility for protecting themselves.
Congressman, how do we now fight against Patriot Act, no flying, you know, no drive list? How do we fight against the New Freedom Initiative if Congress is just pedal to the metal ramming all this through? I mean, the 9/11 Commission has turned into nothing but a lobbying arm for the police state.
More government. Well, since I still work within the system and trying to change it, and you still try to persuade Congress, I guess the only thing left for us is to continue that effort. And it is true that the members of Congress without deep convictions will be persuaded if the numbers are out there. So if our numbers grow, Congress will respond. But it is difficult. The other option of just opting out of the whole system and giving up, I'm not quite ready for that. But it is a little discouraging at times. But I think our numbers are growing. That's the encouraging part. Our numbers are a lot larger. And this information spread rather quickly through the Internet. So in some ways, we had a minor victory because we have brought this issue to the attention of millions of people here in the last couple of days. Short of that, though, we still have a long way to go.
So bottom line, we've got to continue the education process. I agree there's an explosion in awakening taking place. About a year ago in Austin, you gave a speech, and that was the best news you had for us, is that you're seeing the same thing we're witnessing. Congressman, I mean, 6 years ago I'd talk about this stuff on my show and half the callers disagree with me. Now I beg for people to call. The show's bigger than it's ever been, and really no one calls in disagreeing with us. I mean, I think most Americans don't want to be forcibly psychologically tested at children and then adults. I mean, this is so Orwellian. I can't believe that Congress wouldn't throw this out. It's like Congress is going in the opposite direction of the people.
Right. And, you know, if I was way off base and you and others would be completely off base, I would be quickly, you know, thrown out of office if we were way out. But, you know, fortunately for me personally as well as for our views, they've been endorsed by my district.
Well, you're winning by some of the biggest margins in Texas.
Well, we don't have an opponent this year, and I think in many ways that endorses the principles of the Constitution that says that we will not punish somebody because he sticks to those principles, and that should give us all some encouragement.
Exactly. You're a model that, you know, this whole line, the lobbyists tell members of Congress, do exactly what we say or you're out of office. It's really a fraud. Look at Tom Tancredo. The White House is out attacking him for his immigration issues, but he's being elected by landslides in a district that's considered quite liberal in Colorado.
Yeah. You know, also yesterday we had a vote on that capitalization you know, for that Social Security for Mexican citizens.
Yes.
And we couldn't even pass that. It was a motion to deny funds to institute that program, and we still had 60-some Republicans join the Democrats to defeat the motion.
That brings me into my last question, Congressman, with this legislative update you're giving us. Free trade area of the Americas, I know you're a libertarian, but you look at this plan, it doesn't look free market. It's just like the EU getting us into this regional government. They're talking about having a capital in Miami or Atlanta. What's coming up with the free trade area of the Americas?
Nothing before the end of this Congress. It'll come up at the beginning of the next. But my strong objection to it is it's global regional government. And, yes, I do believe that countries ought to be able to trade with each other. But I don't want it managed by the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, all these other organizations.
Well, that's it, Congressman. It's the same thing you just talked about with Social Security to Mexico. This is going to be a whole hemispheric deal.
Right.
I've read the package. I'm sure you've looked at it, too. I mean, I don't think people know that the EU started as, quote, the economic community. Well, this is the same thing.
Yeah, and this is it. And that's part of that globalization is that we share our wealth with the poor countries that demand fairness,
This is my absolute last question.
Okay.
I've got to go in about 70 seconds here and get back on the floor. Congressman, I was in New York. I was threatened with arrest 3 times a day. I saw AP reporters, American Spectator reporters being arrested, people in nets, sound cannons that are used in Iraq, surveillance blimps. I was there. The news didn't cover the reality. I was inside, of course. I don't know if you were in New York, but I saw literal martial law, and I'm not embellishing when I say that. What do you think about what happened in New York?
Well, I've used that as an example when people are complaining about spreading democracy in Iraq and the reason why we have to go over there and spend all this money and have men killed. I said we should be concentrating on our imperfections here in this country, like in New York City, before we pretend that we know what's best for the world.
Were you in New York?
No, I didn't. They couldn't have paid me to go.
I was there for 6 days. It was unbelievable. I would be 10 miles from the convention center doing an interview in front of a fountain and have police run over screaming and cussing, threatening to arrest me, even though I had congressional press passes. It was all just arbitrary exercise of power.
Yeah, no, I didn't have any interest in that.
But bottom line, you say people are waking up.
I think so. We're still in a minority, but our numbers are growing, and I think we have to just do our best to keep the momentum going.
So contact Congress and tell them you need to back off right now on all these issues? I mean, how do we get that
well,
done?
Well, yeah, you have to and always go to town hall meetings. If a member of Congress has a town hall meeting, go and be heard.
All right, Congressman Ron Paul, thank you so much for joining us. Do you think they're going to try to sneak the assault weapons ban through in the next few days?
I don't think before the election. You know, it's a little bit late now. They let it expire, so I think they might pull something after the election.
But you said you also think they might pull a draft after the election.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
So there's still rumblings of that.
Yeah.
All right, Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
There goes Congressman Ron Paul. We jammed a lot into that. Now let's go back to Judy in Tennessee. Is she still there?
I'm still here.
Judy, I want you to slowly describe what your 20-year-old friend told you about when she had a baby there in Tennessee.
Well, what brought it up is I told her last night she came over to visit, and I said, be careful because she's going to have another baby in about 6 months. And I told her what was happening. She said, oh, that's already happened to me. She said, when I had my baby, before they would let me out of the room to go see him the next day after he was born, they locked her door with him in there and gave her the food and everything, and they had a camera on her for 2 days and 2 nights. Then she had to take written and verbal tests before they said that she could come home. Also, I do know that several people have told me here, these older people that are on Social Security and welfare and, you know, disabilities, in order to get any kind of food stamps, they have to take a test now for that.
Yeah, and understand, they always do it with the weak groups first.
Exactly. Exactly.
Young women, old folks, sick people, folks
exactly.
that have folks that have physical ailments. This is being done, and it's going to be for everybody. They just passed the funding and the bill yesterday, folks, in Congress. And if she would have, jiggled the baby wrong, the baby would have had trouble taking milk. If she would have done anything, normally it's just a five-hour meeting with a predatory social worker that wants to steal your child. If they think you're dumb
right.
or don't know your rights, we'll go ahead and take them. They'll get hundreds of thousands of dollars for the child. Now, I would guess this woman, was she taking assistance? She had the baby in a city hospital.
Yeah, she had assistance. Her husband was in jail at the time, and she was getting complete assistance. And I figured that was the reason why they had control of her.
Exactly, and it was a violation of the Fifth and Fourth Amendment, her privacy and her Fifth Amendment. There was no crime. They were looking for something.
They were trying to find something to pin on her.
I understand. It's a nightmare, and this is our government. I'd like you, Judy, I'd like to give you my cell phone number.
Oh, wonderful.
And I'd like to get in touch with this lady.
Okay.
She needs to have her family, her neighbors, her church put together a collection. She needs to have it at a private hospital. You guys need to pay to get her insurance, something. And
mm-hmm.
you need to be there guarding her and just tell them, no, you don't have the right to do this when they do that with the second baby.
Okay, great. I'll be glad to take it.
Yeah, because in a third of these cases, they go ahead and take the child. The parent never sees
them. Oh, they've threatened to take this child away from her several times.
Yeah, well, she's on the list. Well, you need to guard her.
And that little baby is the smartest little child I've ever seen in my life. He's 9 months old, and he's almost walking.
Well,
very
God
smart.
God demands that we protect widows and orphans and the weak. And
right.
if we don't defend these people, their blood, their suffering is on our souls. And I don't want that on my soul.
No, no, no.
And I can just feel God's rage over this, can't you?
Yes.
I can feel it, folks.
That's why when she told me this last night, I sat there and I thought, they're really trying their darndest.
You just heard Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Global government, they're going to have a capital in Miami or Atlanta. They're
mm-hmm.
going to pay the Social Security to the whole. I mean, it's over, folks. No borders.
No.
The UN said it's going to be a border around the continents that they control. I hope people realize we're not joking around here, folks. You're going to have a national ID card with your clearance. Can't have a job if you've got bad credit. You'll have to go sign on to a type of probation with them as a debtor prison to work off 10, 20 hours a week for the government. This is going to be the new draft. just everything. I mean, you want textbook, high-tech, super slavery. This is it, folks. And they're in the process of turning the police and military against the people. I mean, this is martial law.
You know, I'm not a young person. I'm in my late 60s. And I've had cancer for 7 years, and I cannot tell you how many things that they have told me, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to get into this program, you need to get into that one, but here's what you have to do it. And guess what? I've said no. And I've fought it by myself, and you know, I'm winning.
Well, God bless you, and we'll pray for you.
I can't live forever, but you know, I'm not gonna let them roll me over.
I tell you what, it's like the mafia. You take something from the mob, they're going to want something back.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to give you my cell phone number during the break. I want you and this lady to call me.
Okay.
And we'll be back, folks. I mean, this is, you know why I'm so freaked out now. We're not joking around. We're not exaggerating. We don't have words to tell you how bad it is. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. We'll be back. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The assault weapons ban through. We got Larry Pratt coming on in the third hour from Gun Owners of America. Right now we have a surprise guest for you who we are incredibly honored to have on with his unbelievably busy schedule. We'll be talking to him here in just a minute or two. Before we do that, I want to encourage every one of you who's online, who has a computer, to go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv today. My book, Paul Watson's book, all 11 of my films, a bunch of other great videos by other incredible researchers and authors are on the website. all my best radio interviews, text reports, 15 cents a day, folks, if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month, prisonplanet.tv. A cup of coffee costs you 75 cents a day. This costs you 15 to 19 cents, depending on which package. We need your support with the bandwidth. We're wildly successful. We're victims of our own success. Support what we're doing and get privileged, exclusive access to everything at prisonplanet.tv. Also, go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to go into the secure, safe online shopping cart to order any of my films, VHS, DVD, a bunch of other films we carry, 9-11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, George Humphrey's new video, 9-11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. You need to have these films, big discounts when you get three or more of any of the titles, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, ladies and gentlemen, over a year ago, I interviewed him. The interview sent shockwaves across the country. He is back with us. He is former Bob Dole, chief of staff, chief staffer, very successful counselor, lawyer. He represents hundreds of the victims' families in 9-11. He is suing Bush for involvement in 9-11. Now the major Zogby poll out, half of New Yorkers think the government was involved in 9-11. And joining us for the next 35 minutes into the next hour is Stanley Hilton. Stanley, it's great to have you on with us.
Glad to be on.
We'll have to recap this when we start the next hour, but just in a nutshell, you have a lawsuit going, you've deposed a lot of military officers, you know the truth of 9-11. Just in a nutshell, what is your case alleging?
Our case is alleging that Bush and his top assistants, Rice and Cheney and Mueller and Rumsfeld and so forth and Tenet, were all involved not only in aiding and abetting and allowing 9-11 to happen, but in actually ordering it to happen. Bush personally ordered it to happen. We have some very incriminating documents as well as eyewitnesses that Bush personally ordered this event to happen in order to gain political advantage to pursue his bogus political agenda on behalf of the neocons and their deluded thinking in the Middle East. And I also wanted to point out that just quickly, I went to school with some of these neocons in the University of Chicago. I was a political student in the late 60s with Wolfowitz and Feith and several of the others, and so I know these people personally, and we used to talk about this stuff all the time, and I did my senior thesis on this very subject of how to turn the U.S. into a presidential dictatorship by manufacturing a bogus Pearl Harbor event. So technically this has been in the planning at least 35 years.
That's right. They were all Straussian followers of a Nazi-like professor,
mm-hmm.
and now they're setting that up here in America. Stanley, I know you've deposed a lot of people. You got your $7 million lawsuit with hundreds of the victims' families involved.
$7 billion.
Can you go over some of the new incriminating evidence you've got of them ordering the attack?
Yes. Well, let me just say that this is a taxpayers' class action lawsuit as well as a suit on behalf of the families. And the basic three arguments are they violated the Constitution by ordering this event. And secondly, that they we have a claim under the Federal Fraudulent Claims Act, Title 31 of the U.S. Code, in which Bush presented false and fraudulent evidence to Congress to get the Iraq war authorization, and of course he related it to 9-11 and claimed that Saddam was involved with that and all these lies.
Tell you what, stay there. Stanley, we've got a break. Let's come back and get into the evidence. Terrorism.